listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's so good to have with us Kevin Freeman, our duty expert on matters involving economic warfare at the Center for Security Policy. We're pleased to have him as a senior fellow. He is also the founder and driving force behind a terrific website, globaleconomicwarfare.com. He's the best-selling author of two terrific books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin is also soon to be the host of a terrific new program, Economic War Room, with Kevin Freeman on the Blaze Network. We're always pleased to have him with us here each week. Kevin, good to talk to you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Kevin, one of the things that I'm always appreciative of is your close scrutiny of foreign investments, particularly in this country, and the possibility that they may be instruments of economic warfare. We talked last week a bit about Hollywood and its penetration. We've discussed prior to this segment with Rochelle Peterson other aspects of Chinese influence operations, notably the Confucius Institute. But one of the other things that you've called attention to has been their applying, among other assets and resources, the windfall profit made by Alibaba when it did an IPO in the United States to purchase lots of high-tech companies across the United States. Give us a flavor, as you see it, from your economic war room, you know, sort of perspective, as to what that portends.
Well, you know, it goes back to a quote attributed to Vladimir Lenin, which is, they shall sell us the rope with which we hang them. I looked it up. It's actually a Karl Marx quote. The last capitalist we hang shall be the one that sold us the rope. And unfortunately, too often we look at China as a business opportunity rather than a communist nation intent on dominating Asia and then ultimately the world. So, you know, we're falling into the trap that Marx said we would fall into.
Kevin Freeman is our guest. We're talking economic warfare. And, Kevin, people are raising concerns, including several members of Congress, about the effort the Chinese are making to increase their access to and use of a thermal imaging, very high-tech telescope in Hawaii. Should we be concerned about that in this general vein as well?
Well, absolutely we should. The Chinese are stepping in because of budget cuts where we're no longer funding, or it looks like the contract to fund this telescope is expiring, and the Chinese have offered money, but they want access, which is understandable. The problem is that they see every opportunity, whether it's in the universities and the Confucius Institutes like you've already discussed, or whether it's here in the telescope, every opportunity to gain not only a commercial advantage, but also a military advantage. And, you know, we definitely need to be concerned, starting back, looking back to 1996 with Charlie Tree and the money that was pumped in the DNC. The Chinese have been attempting to buy influence and access across all levels of American life, and now they're getting into what could be very sensitive military intelligence secrets and opportunities for them to understand what's happening in space.
Kevin, you know, one other example of budget cuts, and I've frankly lost track of this, but I have the feeling that the Trump administration has not yet turned this around, are cuts to Air Force operations in a base on the Azores, very strategically located islands controlled by the Portuguese. There's been some talk that if we give up that facility at Lages, that the Chinese may slip into it. I guess this would be another example of where you'd see something done that would have perhaps ostensibly economic justifications, but as a practical matter would be all about strategy, would it not?
They're filling every economic vacuum that they can from a strategic standpoint, and the saddest part is they're doing it with our money. They're doing it with, you know, as the president would say, unfair trade agreements, and our mutual friend Dr. Peter Navarro talking about, you know, it's not been fair trade with them. They're taking advantage of us economically, and they're turning around and using that money to our detriment.
Well, then what are we to make of the fact that the president has clearly in the interest of trying to enlist Chinese help with the North Koreans, their proxies, frankly, that could not possibly continue to operate without the support and protection of the Chinese, on questions like, currency manipulation and trade agreements and so on. Kevin Freeman, as you look at this, are the Chinese playing us? Is this so-called bromance the president seems much smitten with, President Xi Jinping? Is this just another bit of Chinese strategy?
Well, I think they're playing both sides. They get the North Koreans to ratchet up their belligerence, and so it appears that we have to strike a deal with the Chinese, and they're actually using a tremendous negotiating tactic or technique by playing off the North Koreans against us. At the same time, North Korea is a very real and very legitimate threat, and the Chinese know it. We saw the same kind of idea with the Russians and the Iranians. They used to play us, and I was in a meeting in Moscow 10 years ago, and we were told quite directly that Iran keeping oil prices high, Iranian belligerence would keep oil prices high and would benefit the Russians. Right now, I think we're seeing North Korean belligerence kept at a high level, and that's forcing us to have a more friendly trade posture with the Chinese. They're playing both sides of this game.
Even though theirs is still quite unfriendly towards us. Hey, Kevin, speaking of energy and Russia, let me just revisit with you quickly this deal that appears to be unfolding as Venezuela goes down and its control of a company with quite a number of assets in the United States, Citgo, migrates to Russian control. We've talked about your concern, which I certainly share, that this may well create a new vehicle allowing Vladimir Putin to engage in economic warfare against a sector of our economy that he's long targeted, namely our energy sector. When you hear that the company, Citgo, gave $500,000 to the Trump Inauguration Foundation, does this raise concern in your mind, Kevin Freeman, that it might mean that this transaction involving a key asset like oil refineries, for example, may not get the kind of national security scrutiny that it should?
Well, it absolutely should get the scrutiny. We've had a problem. You know, I remember back in Tulsa, where I lived several decades ago, Citgo was under the control of Occidental Petroleum, which was Arm & Hammer, who was tied to the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that's
closely.
A fascinating data point. Talk about capitalists selling the rope. You know, Arm & Hammer was one of the prime brokers in his day.
And the time when Citgo was bought by the Venezuelan government, the Venezuelan energy minister was a big shot at OPEC. He may have even headed OPEC, and his son attended the University of Tulsa, where I went to school, and they were a friendly country. But they've collapsed completely under socialism, as you know, and Chavez raped and pillaged and stole from the country. And now they're in dire straits, and this is a perfect vacuum opportunity for Putin to step in. And he's stepping in and taking control. I don't see anything that would impede that. But what we do need to have is a national security look whenever there's a change in control of assets that are strategic and important in our country. From one to another outside the United States, we still need to look at that, and we need to put controls in place.
Thanks, as always, for your time with us today, Kevin, and the terrific work you do with us at the Center for Security Policy, but also now, in the near future, with the Blaze Network. Check it out, Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. Next up, Daniel Pipe joins us. We'll talk with him about the Abbas visit to President Trump and how to end the Palestinian-Israeli conflict once and for all. That and more straight ahead.